So my first question is, what were you doing the day before the flood?
I have no idea. It was a regular day. I don't know. I was running the supermarkets. We had a lot of supermarkets. And I was in charge of running all the supermarkets, and that's what I was doing.
Okay. And then what were you doing the morning after the flood?
Reassessing the damage. Reassessing the damages and figuring out how to clean it up and get open again.
And what was your biggest loss in the flood?
The biggest loss was, I would say, the Glosser Brothers supermarket in the basement of Glosser Brothers.
Okay. And how did you recover from the flood?
Well, we cleaned everything up. We no longer use the basement as a supermarket. I reopened the other downtown supermarket. We refurbished our warehouse, and we were back in business.
And so, did you expect the flood with all the flood?
No.
There's no expectation that a flood could come at this time period?
Well, if I remember correctly, it rained for 3 days solid, something like that, and it just never stopped raining, and the dams couldn't hold the water. And lo and behold, we had another flood. I remember the 36 flood. I was just 6 years old, but I remember that. And this was devastating. This was the end of Bethlehem Steel in Johnstown.
And I know other businesses had a flood plan. Did Glosser Brothers have a flood plan of any sort or flood insurance?
I don't know that. I don't remember, and I don't.
And could you describe what it was like when you first came into the store after the flood? And can you tell me, what was it like 1 week after the flood?
Everyone was having their duties, and we knew where we were going, and we were looking at the brighter side, saying, well, let's clean this up and let's back in business.
And 1 month after the flood, what was it like?
By that time, we were well organized. We had reopened the supermarket in downtown Johnstown. We had completely repaired our warehouse that lost a lot of goods, and we were on our way to recovery.
And 1 year after the flood, what was it like then?
That would be 1978.
Yeah, 78 would be 1 year.
I don't really recall when we purchased all the Acme stores and opened up all the supermarkets. I don't remember the date. I think it was before that date. So we were in business and lamenting the loss of Bethlehem Steel, which was a tremendous loss to Johnstown.
So do you think that after the flood, it really affected Johnstown and put it where it is today? Say the flood had never...
Absolutely. That was the turning point, the down point of Johnstown. Even though Jack Murtha, our congressman, tried his best to bring industry in, the loss was too great to lose Bethlehem Steel with its 20 miles of steel plant and thousands of employees and subsidiary employees that were necessary to supply the steel mills. That was the beginning of the end for Johnstown, and now it's a shadow of its former self, and I saw on the internet it's the poorest city in Pennsylvania.
Wow.
It's a shame.
So, when you were cleaning up, did you find any interesting artifacts?
No. Dirt and slime and grime and we had garbage trucks galore. We had those little cat tractors that cleaned everything up and dumped it into trucks and hauled it away.
So no interesting artifacts. And you're saying that Would you agree that the worst effect of why Johnstown is where it is today is because of the flood, not due to the steel markets moving overseas?
No, that was prior to that. Don't forget, this was 77. The flood was the raining blow that made Bethlehem move out of Johnstown after it ruined their many, many miles of steel plant. They were right alongside the river. And I guess that was motivating their move to just close it up and move out.
And was there a concern for your employees that maybe you might have lost an employee during the flood or any people like that? Was there ever that concern?
Well, we really didn't. We didn't let any employees go, believe me. We reopened and tried our best to keep everyone employed.
Okay, so in hindsight, do you think there was anything you could have done to prepare, looking back at it? Like, could you...
I can't think of what you can do with a natural disaster like that. I really... I don't know what you can do. You never think it's going to happen.
Okay, let me... And who helped your business recover the best? Was there a specific group of people or a machine or something that helped your business recover?
Their responsibility and worked hard to get us back in business. That's all I can relate to. That everyone did their bit and we reopened the downtown department store as soon as we could. I remember selling off the damaged goods as quick as possible at any price just to get rid of it. We tried to stay in business.
Okay. So, after that, was there a lot of recovery efforts in Johnstown at this time by, like, multiple groups? Was there a big recovery effort going that ultimately failed, or did Johnstown at that point just say, let's call it quits and not try to bounce back?
I think everyone tried to recover. As I said, the big blow was when you lose thousands of employees who were vital to the marketplace in Johnstown when Bethlehem left. That was the factor. That's all I can relate it to.
And just a few more questions I have. When you walked in downtown, what did you smell when you walked in?
After the flood.
After the flood, what did you smell?
I don't recall. Don't forget, I was there the very next day, so there wouldn't be any great stench of rotting stuff. It was just the very next day, so it was like the smell of mud and floodwaters receding, that type of smell.
Okay, and was there anything that you could have? This is a hard question to ask, but like, after you've lost everything and you reopen your business, how long did it take before you shut down Glosser Brothers? Like, how long after the flood did Glosser Brothers shut down?
It was quite a few years. I just don't recall the date when we closed the downtown. It was too long ago for me to remember. I know we reopened and were in business for quite a while before we had to close it.
Okay, I'd like to thank you for your time and for your interview today, and you've really helped Johnstown record our history.
I remember all the Supuses.
Thank you.
Nice talking to you.
Nice talking to you, too.